Anyway, we shall see. Time now for a weekend sports update, all thanks to Host Plus, an industry super fun for all Australians.
By Sami, away here for Leniki Tau. Oh, what a wild finish for the Wallabies. There's a bonus point. It is a huge win on the road for Australia.
A test here for Bowden Barrett. Ball pops up for Yarn. Pops it away. And the Springboks are in. Ketley Aronso the try.
Franklin in left forward pocket. Hayward might have got a hand on that. Franklin arms around. On the right! Franklin on the right. Rarest rocking horse, you know what? But he's come back in board in the left forward pocket and kicked a goal of the game.
The Blues should have stopped that. Rolls one towards the goal square. Rolling home. Did Charlie get a touch on it late?
He did.
So Charlie Cameron will be awarded the goal. And they broke free from an area they probably shouldn't have.
And Kyrgios will wear the crown once again in the District of Columbia. Nick Kyrgios, unbowed, unbroken, picks up title number 7, and he went about it anything but lucky.
There you go. That's the wrap-up from the weekend. Well done, Brooksy and Gibbo, on that. So the tennis, Nick Kyrgios had a good month, hasn't he? He won the singles and the doubles at the ATP Washington final, 6-4, 6-3. He had a big win over Ishido Nishikoka at the City Open.
Yoshihito Nishikoka.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, that's what happened. And that means that Kyrgios should jump to 37th in the latest ATP Tour rankings, Brian.
Yeah, so I just want to go back to the AFL. Swans, 38-point win over North. I mean, I couldn't believe that.
Yeah.
But then things got worse.
Yeah.
Wayne Carey and Anthony Stevens, the old troublesome two. So they have been involved in an altercation in a sad sequel to their 2002 affair scandal that fractured their relationship. If you want me to go back in time, they were best man at each other's wedding. And then there was a bit of infidelity. Mm. There was Anthony Stevens' wife was caught in a compromise. No. This is a feud. This is a feud. Play the feud.
Queen appears to be in very serious condition.
There we go.
If he dies.
It's time for another chapter in Fletcher's Feuds.
Yeah, so Carey and Stevens had an ugly, that's three uglies, altercation on Saturday night at Yarraville Pub, where many former Kangaroos players had gathered to celebrate North Melbourne's 1996 Premiership reunion. Now, I don't like this. I don't like reporting. I am now a sports journalist as such, and I don't like reporting on scandalous or salacious stories, but this one caught my attention. Witnesses said Carey went at Stevens. How dare he? Accusing him of talking behind his back and telling people he couldn't be contacted and to not bother trying to catch up with him, but then being fine in person. One of those ones. There was one witness who said what seemed to be mouthed from Carey's mouth to Stevens, "You're a weak, gutted dog." Onlookers said at one stage that the pair had to be separated with several former teammates left stunned by Carey's outburst. Stevens, a current board member and president of the Roos Past Players Association, didn't take part in the club's Marvel Stadium motorcade on Sunday because he was shattered by the heated exchange. Carey was caught cheating in 2002 with Kelly Stevens, the then wife of Anthony. They've obviously Splitsville. North Melbourne captain at the time, Carey sat out the 2002 season before leaving the club in disgrace to join the Crows. So I thought Wayne might have been the antagoniser there. Don't know why.
Interesting, Brian.
It is very interesting. If this was in Sydney, this would be all over the papers.
Yep.
Why isn't this in the paper? What goes on down there?
Up there, Kazali.
They seem to hide that sort of stuff.
Protection sort of thing. Well, Wayne's still in the media, isn't he, with Channel 7? One of their commentators. See him after the bounce or whatever that show is.
Bounce.
I'll tell you what, I've just gone through Anthony Stevens' Wikipedia here. There's no mention of
salaciousness.
of whether he's married or not married. Or in 2002, he was involved in a much publicised controversy involving Wayne Carey after it was revealed that Carey had been having an extramarital affair with his wife, Kelly Stevens. Mm. The condemnation from Anthony Stevens and his teammates caused Carey to resign from the North Melbourne Football Club.
Whatever happened? Did they ever play each other after that? Was there ever a game when they were one-on-one? Did the Crows ever play? I know the Crows played the Kangaroos, but was Stevens and Carey ever marking each other?
In a game?
Well, Carey was a full forward, wasn't he?
Yeah, but
I think Stevens was a mid.
I know, but could have he just could have dropped back or moved forward and just you know how when they just ooh, jab him in the guts.
Yeah. Could they have been doing that?
A jab, just hit him in the guts.
He was a full forward, all right. 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say.
He didn't play in the back.
Oh, Gibbo, just before we get to our man, rugby championship. So Wallabies first,
yes,
in the rankings now.
Just for the rugby championship, so there hasn't been heaps of games played. So I don't know if we'll stay there.
So our rankings worldwide has not gone to number one.
No.
Is that the Irish, isn't it?
No, I think it's the French.
French, rather, yeah.
So, but yeah, the Wallabies got a win over the Argentinians, but I think the biggest talking point to come out of it is Quade Cooper, who I'm sure a lot of people know at home. He's done his Achilles. So at his age, mid-30s, He's probably a chance at ever playing for the Wallabies again. He'll miss his Japanese season because he plays over in Japan. And that comes off the back of Samu Karevi, who, if you guys have been watching a couple of the Wallabies games, he's one of our best players. Plays
Wrong,
in the middle there.
That, yeah.
I think Fletch was telling me out front how much he loves Samu Karevi.
He's done
his ACL as well.
He's playing a little bit through the gate.
Through the gate?
I've told him to go around the gate.
Yeah.
Jump the fence around the gate, just flick it up.
So, look, good win by the Waratahs in Argentina. They had a man down as well. So everything was going against them. Reece Hodge, who plays 14 and fullback, he slipped into number 10. And luckily for the Wallabies, they were able to get a victory. Unfortunately for the Kiwis and the All Blacks, they have lost again. So pressure on Ian Foster will continue. Scotty Robertson, Razor, who's the breakdancing coach for the Crusaders, he is pretty much next man up, but they need to pounce soon. Otherwise, England or any number of countries will line up and try and get him. So, well, there's heaps of action to come in the Rugby Championship.
In the Gulf, John Daly's desperately trying to get on the LIV Tour. He's trying to do that. The youngest PGA winner born outside the US in nearly 100 years. That's Joo Young Kim, who won the Wyndham Championship. In the IndyCars, Kiwi Scott Dixon won his 53rd career IndyCar win in Toronto. Brian's fell into a Monday trap here, and he overtakes Mario Andretti for the second all time. This is the big news. This is your domain, Brooksy. Pen's been thrown here.
I tell you what happened. Can I declare this? So my man, CS7, Chrissy from Condell Park, Pakenham race 7, number 10, each way jumps in 8 minutes. Mm. I didn't look at my phone.
And nor did you share it?
I didn't look at my phone.
Oh, it's one.
It just won. Guess what?
Where's my pen to throw?
15s.
Oh.
Christopher, sorry, mate. I've just checked it as they were coming around the corner. Khan's treasure saluted with a little Nugent on top. That is crook.
Anyway.
Just text in.
Jump on the text line. We won't miss that.
736.
Chris. 736.
Share the love, Chris.
He does. Often.
Okay, fair enough.
Bronny James. And maybe he did. We've been smashed with text today. Bronny James, son of LeBron, could come to the NBL as a springboard to NBA draft. Is this sort of pie in the sky stuff, Brooksy, or you think legit?
It's an option. There's three options for him. So there's college, G League, and NBL. Mm. And we've seen what happened with LaMelo Ball and a few others that have come out to Australia. So instead of him going to college and come here and get some experience playing, man, that's the sort of the vibe.
Why, so coming out of high school, is he?
Yeah, he'll come out of high school. So he's got that option of being a freshman at college. He can go into the G League. That's been an option that's happened over the last few years. So Dyson Daniels, our guy, instead of playing the NBL, he went to the G League just to get a bit more experience playing American guys. And like Bronny, like LaMelo Ball in the past and RJ Hampton came out to Australia to play because you're playing 27, 28-year-old men who have played in Europe in the NBA, you know, played a lot of competitive basketball against men. So that's sort of an option for him. He's 6'3", so he's a lot smaller than LeBron. He's like a point guard. So I think they want to get him out here to, you know, bump
Is he a tap in or no?
He's not. I think he's around the mid-30s in terms of prospects for that draft. So he's 2024 draft. So there's another draft in between him getting drafted and the next group of guys. So yeah, it's going to be interesting because LeBron has got 1 year left on his Lakers deal. He wants to play with his son. So,
but he's absolutely going to play NBA, this kid. There's not a question about that.
There's still a few question marks over him.
Right.
Like being 35th prospect now for that draft, a lot can happen in 20 months. So, yeah, I think it's a good opportunity for him to come out here and maybe jump up the rankings.
Question without notice.
Go on.
With the college players now, I know the NCAA came out and said, they can earn money, or can they only earn money off their rights? How does that all work?
I can't remember the term. It's like likeness. There's these three things. Yeah, because there was a case about 15, 20 years ago about a computer company using likeness of the players and making money. EA Sports was doing this college game. And one of the guys that ended up going to the NBA at O'Bannon took it to court. And then there's been this push over time to get paid. So, yeah, they now can make a little bit of money, like not too much. Like there's no like contract with them and let's say Arizona University. They can still go out and get some money through shoe deals and whatnot.
Gotcha, but it's capped.
It's not capped, but yeah, you don't see them making exorbitant amounts of money because it then will take away from the colleges. But yeah, this is an opportunity where they can come out, they can make some money, but also get some good experience as well.
Yeah, there's plenty of text coming through. Thank you, Luke and others, Craig, etc., saying Carey did play Stevens after that incident. There's plenty of YouTube footage around that. That sports update, thanks to Host Plus, an industry super fund for all Australians, run only to benefit members. Search Compare Host Plus today.